Huge replacement parts inventory, provide Millwright services, and their three truck and all-terrain cranes with certified operators can handle many truss jobs or other lifting needs. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318.
Hello folks, Denny King here, the King of Cars at Moore Motors Ford Lincoln Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Caro. Making deals happen with the lowest prices possible is what we do here at Moore Motors. Customer service is the biggest reason our customers come back time and time again. And we all take great pride in going the extra step to make your purchase as easy as possible. And with a knowledgeable, certified veteran sales team, we know that you won't get a better sales experience anywhere else. So come see us today in Caro at Moore Motors or visit us on the web at themooreautogroup.com.
The Strong Side returns in just a short week right here on Sports Radio 102.1, home of the WLW Sports Network. The Strong Side returns after week number 3 and every Sunday throughout the regular season into the playoffs. From Sundays at 7 to 8 p.m., we'll discuss 60 minutes of high school football in the Thumb of Michigan. Good evening and hello from Bad Axe, Michigan, as the Vassar Vulcans are on the road taking on the Bad Axe Hatchets in week number 2 in some pre-Labor Day football. Over the course of 12 seasons, just one person has held the title of head coach in Vassar. That name would be Jason Kiss. Now one game into his 12th campaign, Jason Kiss has an overall record of 61-45, winning just over a hair of 57% of all games played. For the past two seasons, just 5 combined wins since the end of 2015. With that said, Coach Kiss believes he will have his team in contention fighting for the conference title.
Oh, you got to love that confidence, Clark. And he can back that up by, because he has a good number of kids on the squad. They got 25-plus guys on the roster, and they returned 12 letter winners from last year, Clark. And that's very impressive, with 8 of them being on offense alone. That should lead to me that their offense should put up some points. Only 4 of them returning on defense, though, makes me a little nervous. But, again, a team that has something to build on.
Leading the way of those returning letter winners would undoubtedly be their third-year starting quarterback, Ricardo Macon. He had a strong junior season, throwing just for over 1,400 yards and 14 touchdowns, while adding 323 rushing yards and 6 touchdowns for himself. Last week against Hemlock, Ricardo Macon wasted no time getting back into the swing of things.
Like we said, he probably is the most electric player on the field. He was only 8 of 20 passing last week, but had 110 yards and a touchdown. But more impressively, he had 22 rushes for 100 yards and a score on the ground. Keep in mind, he only had 300 yards rushing last year alone. He's got 100 ready in the first game.
Catching 2 of those passes from Ricardo Macon were Gideon Dom, who brought in a 15-yard catch and then a 37-yard touchdown reception. Last year, Vassar averaged 23 points on offense, which was right down the middle of the pack of the Greater Thumb Conference in the 7th slot. I would not be surprised if we see that number go up this year, especially with a confident, battle-tested 3-year starter at quarterback.
Absolutely, and he's got a favorite target in Dom, and I think that's going to be the vocal point of this offense. But that should be quite obvious. Bad Axe now knows who they need to focus on at all times.
Despite losing to Hemlock by just a touchdown, 22-14, Vassar was leading at halftime and boasting a shutout through 2 quarters, 14-0. Hemlock came back and scored 22 unanswered points in the second half, which leads me to think that Vassar still has some things to work out on the defensive side of the ball.
Well, keep in mind, they were the 2nd worst defense in all of the Greater Thumb Conference last year, allowing just over 41 points a game. It's tough to win with that type of thing. But Ethan Dunham was probably the star of their defense last week, 9. But they did have a couple turnovers forced, but it was not enough as Hemlock was able to overcome that.
Since joining the Greater Thumb Conference in 2008, Vassar has never lost to Bad Axe, going 10-0 in that time and scoring 40 points or more in all but 2 of the contests. In fact, the average score since 2008 has been Vassar 41, Bad Axe 11. We'll see what tonight has in store for us here from the county seat of Huron. Kickoff of Vassar is in 20 minutes right here on the WLW Sports Network, your home for high school football.
Your number one Thumb area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
Hi, I'm
Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money. The sky is sunny.
You're in the money when you switch to Thumb Cellular. Right now, if you switch to Thumb Cellular, add a line or upgrade your phone, get $100. The Big Benjamin, 100 smackaronis. Well, call it what you'd like. You're getting $100 to use however you choose at Thumb Cellular. Use it towards your monthly service, a new phone, accessories, a Bluetooth speaker. The choice is yours to spend it how you want. Want a case and a new phone? It's $100 your way, and it's happening now at Thumb Cellular. Thumb Cellular, we've got you covered. With offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Terms of service apply.
When you choose to be sure, you aren't just picking an outstanding primary care provider. You're choosing a lifestyle. Better health, better life. It's our actual vision at Sure. Not just some saying that hangs on a wall, but a true goal of what we do. And it means a lot more than just that too. By being Sure, you can be sure. You can be healthy. You can take hold of your life and enjoy it to the fullest. At Sure, it is our responsibility to keep our communities healthy. That's why we have primary care and family medicine clinics in Sebring, Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and soon, Bad Axe. We want to make it as convenient and easy to be sure as possible. That's where our vision of better health, better life becomes so critical. We're your healthcare organization. We're local and will always be. See for yourself at sure.org. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure? You're listening to the WLAW Sports Network's presentation of high school football on the WLAW Sports Network. As the Vassar Vulcans take on the Bad Axe Hatchets in week number first week of divisional play in the Greater Them Conference. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, Rochelle Thompson, and Dwight Gosha with your call tonight from the cozy booth of Bad Axe, Michigan. Third-year head coach Kelly Durr may be considered an optimist, but certainly no one can discredit what he has done to build a foundation for a bright future at Bad Axe. Since taking over the reins for Mark Minetti after the 2015 season, Kelly Durr has only accumulated 3 wins in 2 complete seasons. So far, the Hatchets are coming off of an always difficult Week 1 matchup with Harbor Beach, where they lost by 2 touchdowns.
Wow, Kelly Durr got 1 win the first year and 2 wins last year, and it was very adamant in his preseason interview with us that he wanted to keep doubling his win total and go right to 4. So you know that is the goal for him this year, and I think that's a pretty lengthy goal. This team is still very, very young when you look up and down the roster, but I love the expectations. I love the hard work, and I love the energy he brings, the positive energy he brings to this team, and it's just what they need. Now, if they can just feed off it, game plan, tighten up that defense a little bit, I certainly think that 4 is not out of the equation.
Last year, there is no doubt the Bad Axe Hatchets were young. They switched offensive schemes entirely from a spread offense to a convoluted single wing and are sticking to it so far this season. Leading the way are two names that took their lickings a year ago. That would be senior Ryan Wehner and junior Jack Clancy.
You're on varsity, one of those single wing backs. He's going to be the focal point of the offense. Coach Kelly Durr loves the fact that he's fast but yet tough. He did put up 95 yards and a score last week. He even caught a touchdown. And the other guy, Ryan Wehner, he's a household name, been here for 3 years already on this varsity team. He had a late touchdown against Harbor Beach as well. But those are the names on offense you are going to see more often than not, and they're going to have to play a big role if this team's going to score enough points to keep up with Vassar.
One downside side for Bad Axe is that they lost 8 players at graduation from last year, including some key components on their offensive and defensive line. One of those being Wyatt Humphrey Phillips and another Austin Affer. It goes without saying that if the Bad Axe Hatchets want to get to their 4 wins,